When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm going to introduce Braden Fiorini right now from the Suns, and I expect this will be the last words I speak because he is Heels' occasional golfing partner. Braden, a very good morning to you. It's Pat Welch. Congratulations on what you've done so far. I'm looking forward to the game, and I'll hand you over to Heels for you two just to have a little chat.
No, you won't, Paddy. Good morning, Doss.
G'day, guys. Thanks, Paddy. Yeah, thanks, Heels. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks. I call him Braydos.
Thanks for having me.
Like Haydos.
Oh, really?
But we haven't been a partner yet, I don't think. We haven't played together. We're always against each other. And every time we turn up, Paddy, we can't remember who's won more than who's leading. So we're just
yeah, we'll call it a draw for now, would we?
That's the same old stuff, mate. How's the family? How's Molly and Will and young Will? All good? Ready for another season?
Yeah, they're going well, thanks, mate. Yeah, going well. Yeah, Will's just nearly turning one next month, so... going very fastly, and yeah, Molly's going well at home with him, and yeah, absolutely loving dad life.
Now, I love the description of your previous role in the Gold Coast Suns team. You're the Swiss Army knife. I love whoever said that. You just were moved from position to position and zone to zone, fixing problems, weren't you? But now it seems like you're getting to settle in one role.
Yeah, exactly, mate. As you said, over the last few years, I've swapped through different positions and roles, sort of wherever the coach needed me at the time, which was good. But, yeah, it's good to really have that clarity around just the rollout on the wing this year. And Dim has, yeah, been really good with my role and what it looks like and just real clarity there. So it's been refreshing and, yeah, definitely exciting heading into the season.
Very interesting. We read through this week in the paper that article on you that he has watched you play a lot and had you pegged for this role. But wing in the Hardwick system doesn't sound like it's an easy position to play.
Nah, it definitely isn't. I've definitely learnt that over the last few months with pre-season with a lot of kilometres in the legs and a lot of running and sometimes unrewarded running externally, but internally they've been, the coaches with Dimmer and all the coaches have been really good at rewarding certain patterns and yeah, it's just been really good and instilled confidence in me just to go out and yeah, with the role clarity, know exactly what I need to do. So it's been really good.
Tell us what Dimmer's been like having Damien Hardwick there now. You know, Heels was, you know, we were getting reports that none of you wanted to take a Christmas break. You were loving it under him and so keen to learn from him.
Yeah, definitely. The excitement levels were up early before Christmas. And we know what he brings, obviously, with a wealth of experience and knowledge there. And another thing that I didn't know, but he's brought just like trying to make the environment really fun and wanting all of us to, you know, come in early and then not leave so early in the afternoon and, you know, stay around each other and just become really connected and one. So it's been really, really enjoyable and really exciting, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you haven't had a whole lot of luck injury-wise, have you, the Gold Coast Suns?
No, we haven't over the last few years, but fingers crossed we get some luck. But, yeah, it definitely takes the whole squad with depth and there's always going to be injuries, that's for sure. But, yeah, we can't wait for the year.
Right, so I'm going to give you luck with injuries this year, right?
Come on. I reckon
it's time for you blokes to be known more than a team who are very clean handlers below your knees.
Like it. Yep. Now we've got big expectations for the year ahead. We've the big dogs are up above have been really public with sharing our goals and expectations for the year ahead. So yeah, it's on us now, I suppose.
Yeah, good call.
So 119 cricket tests for Australia. How does that qualify you to give Braden advice?
It doesn't, but it's just I've got this black thing in front of me, the microphone, and so I decided to do it. No, I just think it's belief. I think there's several teams, and I think the Gold Coast have got two of them, the Titans and the Suns. I don't think they've got the same belief as the Lions, for example. The Lions are entering a match at Carlton, against Carlton tonight, and they're probably thinking we can win this, right? Now, to me, the Suns and the Titans are still worried about where am I supposed to be, and the basics aren't down pat so that you can think at the next level. But I reckon the Gold Coast Suns are close.
Yeah, it's probably been a thing that's let us down over the last few years, definitely the belief and confidence. But, you know, Dimmer brings that in, and I think he brings an aura of confidence and belief within the group, and we're all buying into the new system that he wants us to play. And yeah, it's going to be a process, obviously. It's a long season and we're learning a whole new game plan, but he's definitely process-driven, and the outcome will take care of itself in the end.
Now, I've done a little bit of crystal ball gazing here. You're sitting on 93 games. I'm reckoning your 100th, because you've got a bye in round three, I reckon, could be Q Clash, round 8 at the Gabba.
1 week at a time, mate.
But, I knew you'd say
hopefully,
that.
Hopefully I get that milestone this year, and that'll be, I suppose, the time to reflect on, the 9 years that I've had here. And hopefully we can just get as many wins early on the board as possible.
Hey, speaking of the coach, I mean, is he a little edgy this week? I mean, we know who you're playing. You're against the Tigers.
Maybe when he goes home a little bit, but he doesn't look like it here around the club. You know, he's always pretty calm and composed around the boys and in meetings. And there's probably definitely a little bit of pressure added, obviously, with the rivalry and the history there. But you wouldn't know looking at him, no.
Hey, what are Richmond going to throw at you, you think? Paddy says that your favourites to beat them. Has the Ouzé system just continued on from where Damien Hardwick left off?
Yeah, it's a hard one to judge, obviously, with Ouzé and the new system that they're probably trying to play. We got a little look at them over the pre-season with the two games. But, it looks pretty similar, but obviously a little different changes here and there that he wants to implement. So, yeah, to be honest, we're not really sure. We're just going to try and focus on ourselves. And we've had, some great learnings from the two practice matches versus GWS and Brisbane, two really good teams. So if we can, tweak a few things and learn from those games and bring close to our best game, I think we can back ourselves in.
This wing position you've been sent to, it sounds like you've got a really match transition, when you've got the ball moving forwards, and then when it's lost and they start moving forwards, you've got to be in both. Is that right? And so will we be seeing you hearing up and down the left side? Is it left wing?
Yeah. Well said, Hills. Great knowledge there, mate. exactly right with the transition. A lot of running up and down. When we've got the ball, we want to try and set the ground up a certain way, and then when we're going inside 50, we want to set up behind our attack. And, I sort of know exactly where I need to be at all times throughout the game. So, as I said before, the role clarity is really clear. It does take a lot of work and a lot of running.
All right, mate. I really appreciate it. Now, you don't want to hear this, but you haven't lost to the Tigers since 2020. So just keep that role going.
Guilty.
Not great. Keen that about this unrewarded running. I don't like the sound of that, to tell you the truth.
I'm happy to do it as long as I'm getting a game.
Exactly right. Hey, well done so far. There's a lot of expectation on both the Suns and the Titans. I bet you're feeling that on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more interest, I suppose, in the community when you're out and about. So hopefully more fans jump on board both of us, but then it's on us to deliver and start winning some games.
Good stuff, mate.
Go well, Doss.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Really
appreciate it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Have a great match.